My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Antonio Colabosciano of the Geopolitical Futures, reporting on the Italian government. Brave, brave of her to do this, and I most appreciate her helping me understand this mix of parties. The Italian parliament is dominated by no one party. It has to be a coalition, or at least it has been most recently. And even though there was a popular, extremely popular, globally popular figure, Mario Draghi, to lead this coalition, the government fell with an inability to win a confidence vote. Mario Draghi has departed, meaning one of the pillars of the European Union and the European Central Bank and NATO is gone from the scene momentarily. And Italy is facing elections to choose a new coalition and a new prime minister. At the same time, Italy now has had some of the money coming from the EU for recovery, for subsidizing recovery from the pandemic. But Antonia is reporting that all of it is now, the next tranche is dependent upon reforms. And now I go to Primana, near Lake Como. You describe it as a gorgeous place surrounded by pine and chestnut trees. It's been centerpiece of concern for more than 2,000 years. The Celts were here. The Romans were here. The Italian resistance was here. What do we learn from Primana that Italy needs to learn about globalization? What is the future for Primana? What is the future for Italy if it doesn't remain integrated?
Well, Primana is definitely a beautiful place, but it is also an industrial town, which is something that you would not think about the moment that you entered the town, because, of course, it's this gorgeous, you know, historical small town hidden in the mountains. It's like a gem. But industrially, it depends on the global supply system. And the one thing that I've learned there is that we no longer have really national production. We no longer have even European production, integrated European production, because the businesses there are pretty much dependent on steel. And steel is coming from China, right? Obviously, there are some steel makers in Germany and France, but that's like top tier kind of steel makers, and they are still getting products from China as well. So it is all integrated in the world today. And that's a key element to think about when you're thinking about Italy today. Because, okay, Italy depends on these reforms to get the EU funding going, but the EU also depends on Italy to do well in order for the Eurozone to be stable and for the EU to maintain its stability. So, in other words, it's pretty much a network of things that you cannot escape. And this is the lesson that I drove from Primana, as much as it is protected in the mountains. And at the same time, that like the weakest, you know, chain item is going to determine what happens with the network. Because obviously the EU is going to be affected by whatever happens in Italian politics. So if this crisis triggers on, we may have the Italian debt problem that we've been talking about for a long time, affecting the Eurozone and affecting the European Union stability, and obviously affecting the global economy. And considering that we have a war going on, it's all going to be fun.
Immediately after Mario Draghi's final determination that he was departing the government, there were headlines talking about Italy dropping out of the European Union currency, the euro. Now, do the far-right parties or the anti-establishment parties or the anti-European parties, all these modifiers, do they understand the integration is necessary? Do they talk that way?
I don't think they do. I mean, some of them, as I said, it's kind of weird that the Brothers of Italy is toning down on the anti-EU discourse. But for sure, there are parties like the Five Stars, the League, that are pretty much talking about, you know, we don't need Europe because Europe has this problem where it gets us into trouble, considering we need to obey the rules.
Right.
And obviously, there is still campaigning on that, including with regards to Russia and everything else. So, yeah, there is that.
Antonio Colabasciano bravely helping me understand something of Italian politics as we wait the next election in weeks. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.